You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A 2020 report from UNICEF revealed that over a third of 15-year-olds in New Zealand struggle with basic reading and writing. Not-for-profit think tank The Education Hub has compiled research from multiple studies to paint the picture of how dire the situation is in New Zealand schools right now, in a report titled, Now I Don't Know My ABC, The Perilous State of Literacy in Aotearoa New Zealand. I spoke to Dr. Nina Hood, founder of The Education Hub and co-author of this report, and started by asking what were the biggest concerns her report highlighted.
So I think there are two key things. One is that at an absolute level, we've got way too many young people who are not achieving the literacy levels that we need them to. So if we look at the statistics, by year eight, only 35% of students are achieving at or above the curriculum level in writing, and it's 56% in reading. And then if we take it forward to 15 years of age, we've got 19% of students who are not even meeting the most, the lowest benchmark for literacy achievement, and a further 21% who are only achieving the most basic levels of literacy. So we know we've got a real issue with the number of young people who are not making the requisite progress that we need them to be in literacy. And I think the other area of concern is that we know that over the last decade, we've seen declining rates of literacy among our young people as well. So things that look to be getting worse.
One of the especially concerning parts of the report was the significant impact that systemic racism and discrimination within the schooling system has. Could you speak a bit on this?
Sure. So if we look at data on achievement in literacy, and to be fair, this could actually be across the curriculum, but in the literacy figures, we know that Māori and Pacifica students are achieving significantly below their New Zealand, European and Asian peers on average, and that's something that occurs across nearly every level of schooling, and it typically gets worse over time, so those gaps get larger. And one of the things that we know from the research that's taken place is that teachers' expectations do differ between students, and there is research that shows us that there are still a number of teachers who hold different expectations for students based on their ethnicity. And why that's really concerning, well, it's concerning that they hold those differences in expectations, but it becomes particularly concerning because what we know is that they also alter the level of rigour in terms of the curriculum. They change the pedagogical approaches that they use, so they're not actually presenting all students with the same opportunities to learn.
So at the moment, there's an NZQA pilot underway wherein students can get their NCA literacy credits through external common assessments. Why do you think there's a need to change the literacy component of NCA, and do you think this pilot will have improved outcomes?
So what's traditionally happened with the literacy component of NCA is that students have been able to achieve those literacy credits from a range of different credits, not all of which have been particularly rigorous in terms of the literacy that they actually require. And in fact, we know from a TEC study from a few years back that was looking only at students that had achieved their Level 1 and Level 2 NCEA. So we're not even looking at all students here, we're just looking at those who had achieved their qualifications. They assessed around about 40% of those students didn't actually have the literacy levels that would enable them to go on and succeed in further education after the schooling system. So we know that there's something amiss there. In terms of the pilot that's currently underway, we can only hope that it's going to lead to some changes. But I think one of the key things to think about is that actually it's not just having those standards in place, because they provide us an assessment and a measure, but they don't actually do anything to fix the issue of ensuring that all students are building the literacy skills that they need across the entire schooling system.
So what does your report mean for teachers? What kind of reforms to teacher training should be implemented for effective literacy teaching?
So a couple of the things that we found in our report is that obviously it's absolutely essential that all teachers have the knowledge and pedagogical expertise that they need in order to be able to support all their students to achieve in developing the literacy skills that we know that they need to be developing. And just to be really clear, this is a systemic challenge. So it's not the fault of teachers, it's the fault of the whole system. So if we're finding that not enough teachers have that knowledge and expertise, we absolutely have to look at what's happening in initial teacher education and making sure that the ways in which teachers are learning about literacy instruction are research-informed and are drawing on the most rigorous up-to-date research that we have about how to effectively teach literacy. And then I think we've also got to look not just at what happens when teachers do their training, but also what happens once they enter the classroom and the nature of the professional learning that's available to them as they continue through their careers.
As you said earlier, the literacy rates have been on a decline over the past decade, so it's not a new issue caused by the disruptions of the past 2 years. Obviously, it's too early to have a definitive answer right now, but do you think the pandemic will further negatively impact literacy rates?
I do think they will. And you're right that the data that we present in the report doesn't reflect the last 2 years. We know from international data that the disruption of the last 2 years has had a significant impact on students' learning, and that's students' learning across a range of curriculum areas, but most certainly in terms of their reading and writing. We don't have at the moment particularly good data from the New Zealand context. Individual schools have very good data, and we've got a lot of anecdotal evidence coming out from schools suggesting that there has been an impact on students' literacy development over this time, although that is uneven and you see a greater effect in some schools versus others. So yes, I'm really concerned about what we're going to see coming out after the last 2 years and the flow-on effects that's going to have.
That was Dr. Nina Hood, founder of the Education Hub and co-author of the report Now I Don't Know My ABC, The Perilous State of Literacy in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.